USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man indicted on capital murder charges for the death of 22 people in El Paso, Texas, is making his first appearance in court on Thursday. Patrick Krushish told investigators he was targeting Mexicans when he opened fire at a Walmart on August 3rd. Judge Sam Medrano announcing the next step in the case after Krushish pleaded not guilty.
The court has entered a plea not guilty on your behalf. I am scheduling, this matter has already been scheduled for a conference setting November 7th.
President Trump is defending his decision to move U.S. troops out of northern Syria.
We had a big victory. We left the area. I don't think the American people want to see us go back in with our military, go back into that area again.
The president is currently delivering remarks at a Keep America Great Again rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders tells NBC News that a recent health care isn't slowing him down. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In his first sit-down interview since having a heart attack last week, Bernie Sanders said he was feeling a lot better, and he defended his campaign's decision not to release information about the heart attack right away.
So the first thing that we're trying to do is understand what's going on and not run to the New York Times and have to report every 15 minutes. You know, it's not a baseball game.
Sanders also says he spoke when he told reporters last week that he didn't think he would be able to continue with several rallies and meetings a day. He says he expects to get back into the groove of a very vigorous campaign.
The Army says a deployment of U.S.-based personnel to Europe will be the largest in 25 years. Officials announced this week the Defender Europe 20 exercise is scheduled for next spring. About 37,000 U.S. allied and partner nation service members are expected to be involved. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul is no fan of socialism. In fact, he has a new book out where he takes on some of the beliefs that socialism is good for a country. With all that being said, though, Paul joined CBS this morning and says him and Senator Bernie Sanders, who's a pretty big fan of socialism, do have some things in common and can work together on Capitol Hill.
Here's the thing. I was at Columbia last night, and they asked me, what are things you'd like about Bernie Sanders? And the interesting thing is he and I work together on a lot of things, for example, on war. What I would say is that I think there's a misreporting of acrimony in our country. There's a lot of acrimony on the Internet. There's a lot of acrimony actually on television. But when you go to Washington, you'll be surprised to find that Bernie and I get along. I've been to his office. He's been to my office. We talk about things like criminal justice reform. We talk about trying not to go to war without a declaration. We've worked together on trying to end the war in Yemen. I don't like socialism. I think socialism is a disaster, and he's absolutely wrong. But guess what? When we talk, we don't actually bring up socialism so much because we disagree on that, but we bring up foreign policy, and we get on just fine.
And finally, Waymo is nearly ready to send completely driverless cars to pick people up. The ride-sharing service will no longer have a backup driver. The company has cars that are set to hit the road in Phoenix, but is mapping out other cities to expand. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.